hey, hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-based radio for the younger generation and the young at heart. Hello, this is Mr. Nick with We Kids, a good little radio program to help us to get to know God, or to know Him better through His dear Son, Jesus Christ, the only way to live. And I am glad to be sharing this good news message of the gospel with you. Stay tuned for the next half hour. You'll be hearing more about this. Hello there, Cody and Brady and Nash and Evan. Nice to have you guys listening. Emily, Aubrey, Charlie, Garrison, Benjamin, and Samuel. Yes, look at this happy household over here. And everybody smiling at the same time. Except Samuel, what's the problem there, little tyke? There he goes. Meredith, I like this picture of you in purple, dear. Thanks for sending it in. And speaking of pictures, Samuel, I have this one of you with your hands in your pockets, standing out on the lawn, just a picture of contentment. Growing, huh? PJ, Dale, Juliana, and Christiana, hello to you too, and hi to Monique and Laura Bell over here. And in this friendly family over here, Hannah, Abigail, Daniel, and Nathan. And hi to you, too, if I haven't said hi to you. Welcome to We Kids. Now, how could God's people, the Israelites, be tricked by some travelers with old clothes and crusty bread? It had to do with not asking God about it, which is very important. Be sure to listen during Bible time in a few minutes. And this is the program with the wonderful Wee Kids March. Bunches of fun. Bible-based radio for little people. This is Wee Kids.
Today is the day I am on my way, because Jesus, the Lamb of God, took my sins away. He's gone up to the Father's house to make a place for me. Now I'm on my way to heaven, and that's where I will be. Today's the day. Today's the day. Hey, hey, my name got written in the Lamb's book. If anybody ever wants to take a look, today's the day. I'm on my way. Hey, of salvation. Today is the day I am on my way, because Jesus, the Lamb of God, He took my sins away. He's gone up to the Father's house to make a place for me. Now I'm on my way to heaven, and that's where I will be. Today's the day. Today's the day. Hey, hey, my name got written in the Lamb's book. If anybody ever wants to take a look, today's the day. I'm on my way. Hey, hey, today is the day of salvation. Today's the day. Today's the day. Hey, hey, my name got written in the Lamb's book. If anybody ever wants to take a look, today's the day. I'm on my way. Hey, hey, today is the day of salvation.
Thank you, Betty McDaniel. Good singing, good way to get started on We Kids. What is this Lamb's Book of Life? Well, she was singing partly based on Revelation chapter 20, where the Bible talks about a judgment day where I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne, and books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the Book of Life. Are you listening? Which is the Book of Life, and the dead were judged from the things which were written in the books according to their deeds. Because the Bible says this, youngster, you can count on it. Well, what about this Book of Life? Can you write your own name in there? No. The only way you can get your name put into the Book of Life, just as Betty was singing, is to come to Jesus Christ, to confess your sin, to turn from that, to ask him to take your punishment on himself, which he has already done by dying for you and dying for me and dying for everyone on the cross of Calvary, and to invite him to come into your life as Lord and Savior and friend. And he will lead you, but you must love him. You must turn from your sin, and you must want to walk with Jesus Christ. And then, of course, your name is written in that book of life. If you have yet to do this, to choose to follow Jesus Christ, today, just as Betty was singing, can be that wonderful day of salvation. Listening friend, no matter what your age is, young or old or somewhere in between, while there is still time, I urge you to follow Jesus. And when you do that, you're just following the instructions of the Bible. This is We Kids!
Henrietta Beasley thought it would go easily the first time she tried to bake a cake. She had a good cookbook, but she never took a look, 'cause I would never make a mistake. No! She added lots of flour to some funny-looking powder, then she shook it up and put it in to bake. Kaboom! To Henrietta Beasley, it did not go so easily. Her cake was spread all over the room. Now she says, follow the directions before you start to bake. Follow the directions if you want a good cake. Big Ray McElday thought that it would be okay the time he tried to build a model plane. He had a good plane plan, but he never read it and said, reading plans are such a pain. He tried to glue it and stick parts to it and fly it from his roof. It was a shame. Smash! Poor Ray McElvey had these words to say when the plane went down with a crash. Follow the directions before you start. Follow the directions and it won't fall apart.
But listen,
God has a plan for your life. Follow his directions, it'll turn out right.
I'm going to find a recipe.
I need a plan.
Listen, it's always a good idea to follow the instructions, no matter what, and especially when you have the best of all instruction books, the Bible. Do what God says. Now, based on Joshua chapter 9, a good chapter for family Bible time. Papa, Mama, you're listening. We move into We Kids Bible time and today's account about the Gibeonites' trick. And in this part of the Bible, the Israelites are in the Promised Land and beginning to clear out the evil nations. When all the kings in the area heard about them, they decided to join forces against Israel. However, the people of Gibeon decided to take care of themselves. They decided to trick the Israelites. They gathered old leather wine bags that were cracked and mended. They put them on the backs of their donkeys. They also put old sacks on their donkeys. The men put old sandals on their feet and wore old clothes. They took some dry, moldy bread. Then they went to the Israelite leader, Joshua, in the camp near Gilgal.
Look at our bread. When we left home, it was warm and fresh, but now it's dry and moldy. Look at our leather wine bags. When we left home, they were new and filled with wine. Now they're cracked and old. Look at our clothes and our sandals. The long journey has almost destroyed them.
The men of Israel tasted the bread, but they did not ask the Lord what to do. So Joshua agreed to make peace with the Gibeonites. He agreed to let them live. The leaders of the Israelites made a promise to keep the agreement. 3 days later, God's people, the Israelites, learned that the Gibeonites lived nearby. So Joshua let them live. He did not allow the Israelites to kill them. Oh, youngster, what an account, right from the Word of God, Joshua chapter 9. Do you think God was pleased about this? No, he wasn't, because he had instructed his people to clear out the evil nations, and the Gibeonites were one of those evil nations. Isaiah 55:6 is a good verse to remember. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Youngster, that's the only way to please God. That's the way to please God, to be marching in His army as a follower of His, as an adopted son or daughter of the King. And speaking of marching, a bugler. More practice, please. It's time now for our wonderful Wee Kids March. Hello, Kimmy. Hello, Robbie. This is a tough pick on March Leader, but Robbie, would you like to be March Leader? You're in. John, would you like to be ahead of little David? You're the March Leader over here. Marie, I'm putting you ahead of Frank and Fred. You wanted to hear your name. You're picked as March Leader. Brock, you're picked to lead Andrea and Beth in this household over here. Little Sarah, can you do it? Would you like to be March Leader? Mama, will you help her, please? Get her pointed the right direction. Sarah is ahead of Laura and Emily. Rodney, you're leading Derek and Jennifer over here. Joey, you're ahead of Samuel, Hannah, Robbie, Noah, and Valerie in this friendly family over here. And Paul, you're picked out of this Philip, Luke, Charity, Amy, Christiana, Alyssa, and Peter bunch to lead. Paul, can you do it? I hope so. They're looking to you for leadership. Caitlin, you're ahead of Stephen and Jennifer. Yes, I have picked you, Caitlin. You're in. And one more, Christopher. You're going to be drumming during this thing. And leading at the same time. You're in. Mama, Papa, help me out with this, won't you please? If I have not picked a March Leader, will you pick one for me, please? Believe me, we need good leadership. And these are the rules during our wonderful Wee Kids March. Number one, youngster, you have to keep your feet in time with the music. Ben, it is a march, not a run. Number two, if you're going to march, you have to have your knees up high. Number three, if you're a big marcher, please watch out for little marchers. Don't march over the kids, Papa. And number four, thank you, trombonists. You guys warmed up? Be sure to watch out for the trombone players during our wonderful Wee Kids March. And they're off. Wow, look at these happy marchers out here. Gavin, you're doing fine. Here comes Lee. Zanetta comes marching through. Hello, Curtis. Got an interesting marching style there, Curtis. Knees up high. Feet in time with the music. Hello, Erica. Left, you left, you left, you right, you left. Alex, watch out for the bone players. Andrew, watch out for the trombone players. Chelsea, listen to the music, dear. Here comes Peter. Hello, Whitney. Hello, Jonathan. Ramata, Florica, good marching, young ladies. Hillary, watch out for the bone players. They're enthusiastic today, let me tell you. Here comes Brittany. Carrie, not too far behind. Kimmy and Robbie, good marching. Hello, John John. Are you leading or following? Hello, little David. Wow! What was that, a fast kid? Tell him to come on back here, please. Don't march out of earshot of the radio. Here comes Missy. Not quite so high on the knees, Missy. When the music is big, you march big, but when it's quiet like this, you march gently. Hi, Freddy. Hello, Jason. Hello, Lissy. Dustin comes marching through. Virginia, gently. Gently, dear lady. And the other Virginia over here. Hello, Jenna. Hello, Hallie. Matthew and April and Brooke are in on this, too. Hello, Nathan. Hello, Katrina. Knees up high. Here comes Joel. Caleb comes marching through. Hello, Zachary. David, good job. Christiana, nice marching. Sarah and Chrissy and Matthew Jr. are in on this. Hello, Katie. Hello, Beth. Hello, Jeremy. Hello, Emily. All the way to the end now of our wonderful Lee Kids March. Oh, you kids are great marchers, and you may be seated. Fun for little ears, good for little hearts. This is We Kids. I am delighted you're listening.
He feeds the birds of the air, dresses the flowers everywhere. And so I know it's true. Oh, he cares for you.
Thank you.
In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus Christ is saying, don't be anxious about food and clothing. Verse 26, look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they? I should say you are worth plenty more than the birds of the air. You have God's word on it. Matthew 6, verse 26 here. And good news in music as well. Mr. Nick here with Wee Kids. Good reminder of God's great, great love for us. And we move from God's love for us to our love for others. The Bible says in 1 John 4:19 that we love because God first loved us. Talk about Bible-based music. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, by the way, has some good things to say about love. Love gives much, much more than it takes. And speaking of the Bible, do you remember today's Bible time about the Gibeonites' trick? God's people, the Israelites, should have asked God what to do, and so it goes with us. We need to seek the Lord and ask Him what He would have us to do in our lives today. Today's good verse to remember, Isaiah 55:6, seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near. A good verse to learn, a good verse to live. And, oh my, what are these guys rolling in here? Am I supposed to leave in this thing? Does it fly? Does it roll? Does it swim through the water? Well, here's my helmet. Good idea to get this thing on here to protect my head during these exits. Let me see if I can get into this thing now. Until next time, kiddo, remember, God loves you, and I love you too. I truly, duly do. Now, how do I make this thing go here? Hoo-hoo! I think it's working! It could be a little smoother, but at least it's rolling along here. Talk to you next time, youngster, for more of Wee Kids! See you around, kiddo!